This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Officials with the International Committee of the Red Cross, or the ICRC, said Friday that some 10,000 Ukrainian civilians, many elderly and with disabilities, are clinging to existence in horrific circumstances around the besieged eastern city of Bakhmut in Ukraine, where Russian forces have been trying for months to capture the city. VOA's Jeff Custer.
In a news briefing via video link, ICRC official Umar Khan said thousands of people still in around Bakhmut are living in dire conditions, spending almost entire days in shelters, waiting out what has been almost constant intense shelling. He said buildings in the region are crushed by military firepower, roofs are ripped off, and apartment buildings are littered with holes. Khan said they've been trying to deliver basic supplies to help the people survive.
For these communities, the International Committee of the Red Cross recently delivered hygiene kits, solar lamps, containers, water containers, essential repair supplies, and handheld tools. These are the practical items that give them practical solutions to the problems they're facing every day.
Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
The United Nations said Friday it was deeply concerned by what it said were the summary executions of prisoners of war by both Russian and Ukrainian forces on the battlefield. The allegations come shortly after Kyiv accused Russian forces of killing a captured Ukrainian serviceman who was filmed saying "Glory to Ukraine" before being shot dead. The head of the UN Human Rights Monitoring Mission in Ukraine, Matilda Bogner, said at a press conference in Kyiv on Friday her organization had recently recorded killings by both sides. Bogner also expressed deep concern over the alleged executions of 15 Ukraine prisoners by Russian armed forces. After their capture, she said the Wagner mercenary group, which claims to be leading Russia's assault for Bakhmut, the longest and bloodiest battle of the war, was responsible for 11 killings. VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden and Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau pledged to stand together against authoritarian regimes on Friday during Biden's visit to Canada. In a joint news conference with the Canadian Prime Minister, Biden said he ordered airstrikes on sites in Syria associated with Iranian-backed groups in retaliation for an attack that killed an American contractor and wounded five U.S. troops.
Make no mistake, the United States does not emphasize seek conflict with Iran, but be prepared for us to act forcefully, protect our people. That's exactly what happened last night.
Biden also praised the strong security relationship between Canada and the United States. He visited Ottawa less than a week after Chinese President Xi Jinping visited Moscow. North Korea is reporting that it has successfully tested a nuclear-capable undersea attack drone that analysts say is similar in concept to Russia's Poseidon nuclear torpedo. Matthew Laratonda of Reuters reports.
North Korea says it has successfully tested a nuclear-capable undersea attack drone designed to create massive radioactive waves when detonated below the surface, hitting fleets of enemy ships or coastal areas. It's dubbed the Hae-i, or tsunami in Korean. Images from North Korea's state-run media show leader Kim Jong-un standing next to a large torpedo-like object, which it didn't identify, and the object exploding underwater.
That's Reuters' Matthew Laratonda reporting. Britain's King Charles on Friday canceled a state visit to France after social unrest over President Emmanuel Macron's new pension law erupted into some of the worst street violence seen in years across the country. Reuters' Edward Baran reports.
Britain's King Charles canceled a state visit to France on Friday, Buckingham Palace said, after some of the worst street violence seen in years erupted over President Emmanuel Macron's new pension law. The postponement will embarrass Macron, who wanted the visit to mark a symbolic step in turning the page after years of poor relations post-Brexit. Charles was meant to travel to France on Sunday for 3 days before moving on to Germany, an itinerary that had been seen as a win for the French leader, who sought to position himself as Europe's de facto leader.
That's Reuters' Edward Baran reporting. The Rwandan government has commuted the prison sentence of Paul Rusesabagina nearly 3 years after he was captured and detained. Rusesabagina, once a hotel manager in Rwanda's capital of Kigali, is credited with saving hundreds of lives during the country's 1994 genocide. Marissa Melton, VOA News.